Lindsay Ward has two children. Because the 23-year-old mom is unable to produce enough breast milk, she fed her first child formula. But when her second baby, Joshua, arrived 9 months ago, she decided to give him the best of all baby foods, human breast milk.
When he's ready to eat, I take one of these out and put it in some cold water so it can thaw out.
Right now, I have milk from 3 different women in this freezer.
For the past 9 months, Wards has used breast milk from 15 women. She met them through a variety of internet-based social networks and online breast milk sharing groups such as Eats on Feeds and Milkshare.
What I will do is I would post on the wall, like, I need milk for my 9-month-old son.
And within a few hours, women respond. They chat online, and they agree to meet to pick up the bags of frozen milk. No money changes hands. Ward says her baby has been healthy and gained weight normally on his breast milk diet. She says she's also made great friends, like Amanda Brewer. Amanda has 4 children and has breastfed them all. She became a member of Eats on Feeds when she had to stop feeding her 2-month-old baby temporarily because the dairy milk she was drinking was passing through her own milk and triggering an allergic reaction in her baby.
So we found 2 donor moms who didn't drink dairy either, and so they donated to him for the 2 weeks.
After 2 weeks of dairy, she was able to feed her baby again. But in the meantime, because her breasts were still producing milk, she pumped and stored it for donation. Since then, she has been both a donor and recipient. There are many reasons to give or receive breast milk. Heidi Broguglio is the Washington, D.C. Regional Coordinator for Eats on Feeds. She had a personal reason for founding the chapter.
I was adopted when I was a baby. I was 3 days old, and my parents adopted me, and my mother would have done this for me.
Broguglio has always breastfed her 19-month-old baby, Assure, and has not donated milk yet. She says the number of lactating women joining breast milk sharing communities online is growing worldwide. As these groups proliferate, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is warning against feeding babies with breast milk obtained from donors not screened for infectious diseases. Dr. Stephen Wall is an advisor for the international organization Save the Children. He supports breast milk sharing, but he echoes the FDA warning.
The benefits of breast milk over formula for have been demonstrated for preterm babies. So there is benefit in having breast milk, but only in the setting where that baby can be provided that safely, without risk of infection, without risk of contamination.
Some of those risks include the hepatitis B or C viruses and HIV, the virus that causes AIDS. But milk-sharing groups like Eats on Feeds believe the safety issue is an individual responsibility.
Eats on Feeds creates the network so that mothers are able to share, but the responsibility for safety and knowing their source, getting information about how they want to handle the milk or anything like that is up to the mothers themselves.
For Lindsay Ward and Amanda Brewer, as for many other women meeting through the internet and sharing their breast milk with many babies, it's a matter of trust and mother's instinct. This is Sulima Palacio, VOA News.